Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously the most critically important issues on the planet. Today on This Is Important...
Quit touching it, you're gonna go blind!
Damn, I just went back to the fucking carnival in my head, holy shit.
It was weird that we were both naked outside doing jumping jacks when I told him everything.
I was up in my daddy's nuts just fucking jamming to Blackstreet.
Buckle up.
Bam, 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 bam.
Hello.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello, America, Canada.
No,
Australia.
Keep it going.
Hello.
Keep it going, Blake. Harder. Harder.
Hello.
Harder. Yes.
69.
Give it to me harder.
I'm so excited.
Hello!
Oh, Blake.
Man, it is loud this week.
I like that. That is basically us screaming, let's go into the microphone for 2 minutes straight to start off the pod.
Yeah.
Let's go! I like it. It's got me fucking going, dude.
What's up, my dudes?
The amount of let's goes, because I was just, I was in COVID City, USA, Tampa, for
Yellow.
The Super Bowl, and the amount of let's goes, surprisingly less. We counted. We only counted 12 let's goes. Only 12.
From who?
From random people. Not me
right.
My friend Zach that I took. Not the two of us, although we said it about 35 times to get people going.
For sure.
But only 12 times total. In the whole
Damn.
Day, only 12 audible let's goes. So maybe it's dying down. We don't know.
Wow.
Maybe the let's go era is fading out a little bit.
Possibly.
But I wonder what the next thing is.
Hopefully we're moving on to something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I agree.
It's come on, give it to me.
Come on and give it to me.
Oh, give it to me.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a little if we just did that.
That'd be really cool. Yeah. Just like hearing
That's
little kids
too.
Open up their presents. You know how they was like, yeah, they're just like, oh my God, PlayStation 5. Ooh, ah.
That would be tight. I'm down with that.
I mean, how close are we to having people just have soundboards though, right? Where like you just have it on you and you can just hit the trigger and we're no longer expressing us. Just like we don't use words in texts. We use emojis. Now we're going to use soundboards.
Well, let's ask Elon Musk.
Yeah, for sure.
And the way, like, a GIF is such a great way to communicate with people. My goodness.
I mean, you've got all the fucking Bluetooth speakers that you can just throw, and you're connected to your phone that is a soundboard. It's only a matter of time. You're right. That's we're going to be walking soundboards.
Right. You just need a speaker jacket to rock.
That's it. Yeah.
A speaker jacket would be fucking sick.
Doctor, here's the deal. I've got really explosive
diarrhea.
If I'm in the waiting room and I hear somebody come in and do that, my day is better.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll get your pecker hard. That's
for damn sure.
That would get my pecker hard.
My pecker's hard a lot of the time, but that would get it harder. Yes, correct.
Wow, nice.
Wow, you guys look great. I'm actually kind of pumped. Even though you mentioned the Super Bowl, I'm drinking a aluminum bottle. These things send me right to the stadium.
Uh-huh. They send me right to the cruise ship outside of the stadium.
Oh, dude.
That too.
That's right. We went to a Super Bowl. I actually told the story the other day where we, Ozzie Smith walked out of our show. He was so disgusted by our level of comedy that we walked Ozzie Smith, the famous St. Louis Cardinal baseball player.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz. He actually did backflips the entire way out. That's how much he hated it.
Yeah, he stole the show with his backflips. Everybody followed him because they're like, that show's better.
That's what's wild. Like, the one Super Bowl I've been to, and I feel very blessed to be able to say that. I know not everybody has that opportunity. We saw the worst Super Bowl in New York. It was... the Seahawks Broncos and the Broncos got bombed on, dude.
Destroyed.
I remember we all were like, yo, let's just get decked out in gear. Because it wasn't like our team. None of us had like a dog in the fight. So we were just going to the Super Bowl. And we were all like, yo, let's just get decked out and not tell each other and just show up like full head to toe in whatever team. We're like, hell yeah. And you guys all came rocking Seahawks gear, which was the correct move. And I went the other way and I'm like, Broncos, baby. And I'm like, had a hat, I had a jacket, I had a whole thing. And then from the very first snap, there was like a safety, like immediately.
You lose.
He snapped it over his head and somebody else got recovered it.
Yeah. And then it was nonstop. People like standing up, like over top of me being like, fuck you, Adam. Yeah. Your team sucks, Adam. And I'm like, I don't
go home.
I don't care. Yeah. Leave, you fucking piece of shit. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just wearing a hat.
So wild.
The other thing that compiled on top of it that made it even like a worse experience is like during this moment in Seattle, Macklemore was at the height of his like mascotness. So every time Seattle scored, which was about a billion times, it would just be like, I'm gonna pop some tags. And it's like, no. Make it stop.
I'm gonna pop some tags.
God damn. I guess I don't know what the Denver Broncos like big song would have been if they even scored a touchdown.
Some John Denver shit.
Yeah, probably John Denver stuff.
Rocky Mountain High.
Leaving.
Adam, I was super jealous of you getting out of the fucking, out of COVID and going there and having a good time. But I was also at the same time like.
He's catching COVID.
You're two for like pretty bad Super Bowls.
Yeah, dude. No, totally.
I was like, fuck.
Totally.
Because I was like, this is going to be an amazing game. This dude's about to fucking ball out, have a good time. And then it just was like a weird game.
Well, it was. It was a weird time to go because obviously it's COVID times and I was like, am I going to catch COVID? But I did feel safe. We all got tested, or me and Zach got tested before we went. Everyone, I got free tickets through the NFL.
Damn.
And in our box, everyone was tested and you have to wear a mask the entire time. And for the most part, everyone seemed like they were pretty good about it.
You had a football helmet on.
Yeah.
I was wearing a football helmet.
You thought that was enough? I'm good to go. Got a shield.
I wore pads. And then I was like, once we got in the box, me and Zach were like, awesome, dude. This feels so good to be here and feel safe. Let's chug 60 beers and watch. And then I did it again.
French kiss,
I doubled
everybody.
Down on the Chiefs. I was like, the Chiefs are going to win. And I'm like yelling at people the one box over being like, Chiefs, baby. And I think that was like the owner of who they played.
The Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers?
I think it was like the owner's box. It was like giant. It was like extra giant. And they're all rocking Bucs gear. And I'm like, oh. And so I'm like doubling down.
They were pirates.
Like, Chiefs, baby. And then, you know, then they just got their asses kicked. And once again, I'm 0 for 2, basically.
Yeah, whoops. Dude. People yelling at you at the games, man. Mm-hmm. What's up, dude?
You lose.
They're hyped, dude.
It's crazy.
You lose.
I'm not good at in a Super Bowl setting.
Hey, it's a big stage, brother. It's a big stage. What can you do?
Remember when Kurt Russell did the opening thing?
What?
No.
When we were in New York,
was that in when we were in New York? There was a really good opening sketch there.
There's like an opening preamble, like these two teams have been going at it all year, and it was Kurt Russell, like, men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We go out there and we put it on the line, and I was just like, yo, this shit is tight.
That's right.
I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm a man. But I just remember Kurt was like the peak of that Super Bowl.
That was really cool. And then the rest of that shit sucked.
Who did they do one this year?
They didn't do anything like that. Okay. It was, they had like some cool videos that showed like Patrick Mahomes being cool and shit.
And the airplanes flew over, right? The fucking bombers?
The jets flew over. That was tight. The streaker was tight.
So tight.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a hell yeah.
The streaker was the... was the main event. That was pretty tight to see.
Oh, the streaker, that was a good video. When we went to the Super Bowl, was Bruno Mars, like, he played, like, the drums at halftime and shit, right?
Yes, with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yo, yeah. You guys were so amped on Bruno Mars after the Super Bowl. You were like, I'm a changed man.
I stand by it, dude.
I thought he was off the charts. Yeah, he played the drums and fucking ripped it, dude.
I remember being like, who the fuck is Bruno Mars? It should be the Red Hot Chili Peppers the entire time. And then Bruno Mars came out and just sang and danced his pants right off. And I was like, give me
That's
more.
Because the Peppers like played to a fucking track. It was super bizarre. They were not playing live.
Allegedly.
And fucking Bruno Mars came out and ripped it on the fucking drums. And it was like, well, that dude just had a blast.
Yeah.
The other guys just fucking pretended.
Okay, chill on Flea. Okay. You know he's the homie. Okay. But
of course, but I'm saying they had to do it for whatever reason, and you could tell.
Wow.
You could tell. It's not a diss. It's just like it wasn't live. It wasn't fucking vibe, bro.
I get you. I get you.
Are you using 80s slang? Yo, it just wasn't live to me. That's all.
It just wasn't. It was playing along to like a click track.
Okay. It wasn't vibro. And he said it.
Right before we started the podcast, a Bruno Mars song came on in my headphones because I play a little music.
Like today or like?
Yes. Right before
Dude, he's pretty
and
dope.
And that shit actually has gotten better over time.
Yeah, he's got the best producers out there on it. You look at who writes his shit, it's a gang of 20 people. It's going to be good.
Revisit some Bruno. He's got some hits, dude.
What song?
What the fuck song did come on?
Yeah,
I cannot name one Bruno Mars song. I just think about him playing the drums.
Uptown Funk? Gonna give it? Did Uptown Funk give it to you?
Oh, yeah, that's
it
right.
It wasn't Uptown Funk, but that motherfucker did give it to me.
I like it when Durst sings it.
Yeah, Durst is a good Bruno Mars impersonator.
What can I tell you? I did have to sing it when I did Mindy Project. It was like the first thing I ever did.
Really?
They were like, hey, we're going to put you on our show. And I was like, that's fucking cool. And they go, you know, day one here, we're going to be at this church. You're a preacher. And I go, oh, cool. Yeah. And they go, so they get the sides. And the first scene is me singing in front of 200 strange people, like extras, singing Bruno Mars at a church.
Okay.
And it was like 7 a.m. It was the first thing I did. And I go to a PA. I'm like, yo, can you find me a Red Bull? And he was like, I don't think so. And I go, you got to find me some super caffeine because I'm like dragging ass and I need to be like fucking doing whatever that song was.
Uptown Funk, go give it to you.
To be fair, like, and I think Bruno Mars is on record to being like, he was pretty involved in cocaine, allegedly. So you do need to get some energy in your system. Yeah,
He was a coke dude?
Right, yeah.
I think he's pretty open about that was his lifestyle. I don't know if it is any longer, but.
All right. That's the best way to never have to pay for cocaine. To do like one interview where you're like, yeah, I do cocaine. And then you never pay for it for the rest of your life. Because everyone's like, you do cocaine,
so
right?
True.
I got some. And you go, great, cool, very cool. He's saving money.
Guys, I do have the track that came on if you want to hear 15 seconds of it and try to recall
please,
it.
Please, baby.
Okay, here we go.
24-hour carrot in my head.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. Dun, dun,
oh, damn.
Dun,
that gets your hips moving.
Dude, that's
a good time. That's a good time.
That's a damn jam right
Those
there.
Those hips are swaying. You put that on in a party, no matter the group, people will be like, ah, oh, this shit. And then, like, you let it roll for 30 seconds, and then... all of a sudden, the girls start dancing. Then all of a sudden, the guys start bobbing. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a party starter. Undeniable.
I'm not saying it isn't wherever you're going to parties, but at my parties, we're playing Blackstreet, so get out.
Dude, well, obviously, you mix
into a certain time of the night. You're not starting with Blackstreet,
though. That's not coming on to my party.
No, you're not starting there.
I might just set the bar there.
You don't want to be like, bum, 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 na, 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 na.
What is that?
Oh, come on. You know that track. Okay, you guys keep talking. I'll look up this Blackstreet.
I don't know, man.
Here you go. Blackstreet.
Nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby.
Are we just DJing now?
Why not? Come on, let's go. You called it.
Oh, let's go. We got one.
He's got his ear tuned to the let's goes from the weekend.
I mean, this is a party.
Hey.
I mean, that's how my parties start off.
Well, that song is different.
That's exactly not what I'm talking about.
The Bruno Mars song sounds like... you put that on and everyone's having a great time. You put on Blackstreet, it sounds like everybody's going to start fucking each other.
They will.
Like, it's a different vibe.
Which is dope. Which is a great way. Honestly, that's a great way to start a party. Everybody's going to be fucking tonight. That's good.
Okay. Well, this is the one I know.
Obviously, this is the one.
This is the banger.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw this on at the beginning of a fucking party, everyone goes, I get it. I got it. I know what's going down.
Thank you.
Somebody starts laying the tarp down.
Well, it depends on the age of the people. I feel like if you're 25 years old and that comes on, you're like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. This is not, I haven't heard it. There's no TikTok dance
to
this.
But the vibe is still there, though. Like, I bet you I don't think you have to know about where it came from, man. It's like you put that on and you feel the vibe. as timeless.
So this is like when we were kids and someone would put on the fucking Jackson 5 or some shit and we're like, ABC.
Yes, exactly.
But hold up, it's different because innately the 25-year-old knows that that's the song they were made to.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's one of the
They're
first
like,
songs.
They're like, oh shit. They're like, how do I know this one? It's like, because that's how you were conceived, dude. During that song. Oh,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You heard it when you were sperm.
When you were shot out the cannon.
Yeah. You heard it from the sack.
Ew.
And then you were like,
that's how you swam faster.
I've been a fan of Blackstreet since the sack, dude.
Since the sack, bro.
That's it.
That gets me swimming.
Sack Street.
I was up in my daddy's nuts just fucking jamming to Blackstreet.
Just kicking it to mostly Blackstreet, and then I was born.
It's like an affliction. Every time he goes to have sex, he has to just murmur that.
Do you mind if I put this on real quick?
Oh, I thought you thought you were about to say his dad only wore affliction, and I was like, that's a cool dad.
The dad that wore affliction back then and fucked a Blackstreet is a cool dad, for sure.
Did any of our dads wear affliction?
I think only one of us. I think one of our dads might have had one.
Your dad did, right, Blake?
Yes, of course my dad did.
For sure. But he had the, dude, but he had the, like, he had the body for it, dude.
Well, you and your dad are always on the cusp of fashion, you know? You're gonna take some swings. If you take swings like that, you're going to miss every once in a while, but at least you're swinging the fashion bat, you know?
That's true, that's true.
Well, it was a fad. It was a trend. You did hit the trend, you know? Right.
But you Blake wore some affliction-adjacent attire.
Yes, off-brand affliction.
Really?
No, I think you wore, like, legit affliction. Didn't you wear legit?
No. You know what it was?
What?
You were confusing it with Ed Hardy because they started to, like, kind of look similar.
You wore Ed Hardy?
I had an Ed Hardy shirt.
And you wore it out?
Just shut your big yapper!
Was it a gift?
It was from my stepmother. It was from my stepmom. It was from my stepmom.
Oh, that's all right. Well, hey. If you get a gift... Sometimes you gotta rep it.
Sometimes you gotta throw it away immediately.
No, you gotta wear your gifts. Don't be salty about the
gift. You wear a gift, but I wore it more than I needed to.
Well, but you, whatever, bro. It was the trend.
Hey, but it's the thing. It's you swang the fashion bat. And you know, so every once in a while you wear affliction or you wear Ed Hardy.
Right.
Whew.
I think that shit's back, though. I've seen, like, kids with Ed Hardy hats on down in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, but, like, they don't know. They don't know.
It's okay.
Well, I think the same poor choices are coming back around. Fashion is cyclical, as I've been told. And it's looping back around. The shitty early 2000s looks are now suddenly... cool again.
It's
dope.
Can you guys see my bell bottoms?
Dude, how have bell bottoms not came back for dudes?
That's a good question.
But they were.
How?
They were like the bootcut jeans were basically bell bottoms.
Yeah, they kind of did.
It's not the same, though.
Also because everybody's fatter now. There's not bodies like there was in the 70s. Like, now you have, like, a lot more mass on humans.
100% there are not bodies.
There's not. The 70s had bodies, dude.
Hot,
nowadays, everybody's hella lumpy. Doesn't make no sense. They're got a little pudge.
You think 70s bodies were hotter than these 2020 bodies?
Yes, I do.
Look, they're more natural. They're not engineered, like,
yes.
The thin, like, who's lead singer of Led Zeppelin, who just had, he had beautiful lines.
Robert Plant.
Beautiful lines to his body.
Huge dong, I think, too.
Yeah.
Correct. Daltrey from The Who, beautiful body.
There we go.
Yeah, they all had great rock and roll bodies. Nowadays, it's all engineered.
Beautiful rock and roll bodies.
Just great rock and roll bodies. I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that. I think a lot of people are also watch what they eat and don't eat.
You're
like...
more a Blues Traveler guy.
Oh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now that's everybody's Blues Traveler. Everybody's a little bigger, dude.
Yeah, it's whatever.
That's why bell bottoms and the fashion doesn't quite work.
I think he lost a gang of weight, though, to be fair.
Yeah, you know what? I also think, like, to be fair, like, hip-hop swings fashion a little harder than rock and roll does these days, and bell bottoms seem more like a rock and roll fashion, for sure.
Oh, what? Are you crazy? Rock and roll's here to stay.
hey, my. Well, rock and roll will never die.
Dude, it's fucking dead.
Diarrhea. Because of diarrhea.
Did you just make that rhyme up? Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die.
It's Neil Young, brother. Come on.
Okay. It's Led Zeppelin.
No, it's Neil Young.
Oh, hey, hey. Oh, what is it?
It's Neil Young.
Yeah, all right. I thought you just made it up.
I'm with you.
Please.
It sounded different.
Please immediately go to iTunes after this and listen to that track.
I love some Neil Young, baby. I'm not, I just missed it. Sorry.
That's a great track.
I know, but that's tight that Neil Young can write such a shitty lyric and still be such a legend, you know?
He did it first.
It's like he's got the fucking folk underneath it.
Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. And
dude,
he's like,
you got to listen to
the
track.
They're like, hey, do we want to workshop that a little more? And he's like, no, I'm good with that. Let's go to lunch.
That's tight. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go get some fucking burgers, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'm good.
Dude, you got to hear it with the fucking riff to go along with it.
100%, dude. Music is different as poetry, bro. Like, when you just say it like you did, it sounded funky. I'm sure when Neil Young sings it, sounds gorgeous with the fucking riff.
Yeah.
It sounded exactly like what I just did.
No.
That's like the Chili Peppers when they're like, can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Yeah.
There's more to life than meets the eye. Hey, hey.
That's a good Neil Young.
And we don't have to pay for this if Durs just sings his entire catalog. Please sing it to us.
Durs, give us Heart of Gold for a second, man.
I don't think so.
Heart of gold.
Doo-doo.
His heart's made of gold, but his lungs are made of silver. His brain is made of bronze.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how it goes.
This is already the most offensive audio we've had in a podcast because we started it loud. Now Durs is singing like a... I don't know. That sounds weird, brother.
Hey, I don't want to sing.
Yeah. If you have, what do they call that? ASMR or whatever. If you have any sort of audio thing, you're throwing your headphones across the room during this podcast.
No, Adam, that's where you're wrong. They jizzed a long time ago.
Oh, they did? They jizzed?
They done jizzed, yeah. They man jizzed. They lady jizzed.
This is going to be the tingle in the nutsack for some baby. 25 years later, when they hear our podcast, so they get a tingly feeling. Babies were made during this podcast.
Yep.
Can we agree that AMSR is a, like...
ASMR.
It's a kink. It's like people are listening to that and J-O-ing, right?
Yes. Blake?
Is that obvious?
What do you mean, can we agree?
Yeah.
It's been established.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure, everybody's like listening to people eat pudding and just jerking off because people are weird, dude.
Pudding, yeah. We're listening to people eat pudding.
I like when they bite into pickles.
Well, isn't that like what they do? I mean, I've never really listened to weird.
Yeah, it's like Foley artists. They're Foley artists all kinked out.
Yeah, it's just like someone like eating pudding being like... And the guys are like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's just cool also.
It's a disgusting habit.
I feel like every time, it's like nails on glasses.
I don't mind it. I love that shit.
I like when the girls have like the long-ass fingernails and they be like.
So you do like it?
Yeah, I do. It kind of turns me on.
I dig it too. I think it's great. I mean.
So do you guys jerk off while listening to it?
I'm not jerking off, but I'm appreciating it. Take that however you want.
Sexually?
Kyle just stared at his dick hands-free. And just shouts at it while he listens to ASMR.
My dream is to jizz with my ears.
That's tight. I'm into that.
Right.
Maybe that should be the name of our podcast instead of This Is Important. Just ear jizz.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's that?
Ear jizz?
Oh, eargasm.
Not a bad title.
Not a good one.
No, sir. I don't like it.
Is there a good podcast title? Who's got the best podcast title?
I feel we do, personally. I like This Is Important. Yeah. I think it's a strong name.
I do, too. Yeah. And you know what? There's merch that says it on it. And if you want to check it out.
Is there merch?
There is merch. And they could go to merchcentral.com/This Is Important.
That's right. Get yourself a sweatshirt. I've been wearing the hoodie for about a week now, and it is fucking fantastic.
You got it, dude.
The hoodie's the number one.
I love it.
That's the most comfortable thing. That's the best quality, I feel.
Well, you know what's funny? I can't get enough of the hat because it's ironically shitty.
Oh yeah, dude, I know.
It's bad on purpose, guys.
yeah,
we definitely did that on purpose.
Yeah, that was our choice. It's funny, we're funny guys.
Yeah,
we're gonna upgrade the hat.
Yeah, that was first edition. If you have that real tissue paper fucking hat, then good looks.
Lucky you. Throw that in the savings box.
It's the type of hat that is the first gift that you can win at a fair,
right?
You know what I mean? When they just like, you sort of won, but they you don't get the big prize. They're just like, here, you get this shitty hat. And you're like, oh, right. I guess I like this.
Yeah.
Right. You can take this hat or keep playing. And you're like, I'm going to keep playing.
Just the hat, I guess. I want to be able to ride the Ferris wheel and get a churro.
Yeah. Yeah. You threw the darts at the balloon and you hit one balloon.
And then you lose the hat on the Ferris wheel.
Are any of you actually legit at any carnival games?
Fuck yeah, bro. I'm very good at carnival games.
Like, can you do the ring toss on the bottles?
I don't think anyone could do that one, right?
That's impossible.
What do you got, Kyle?
I like throwing the baseballs into the fucking basket. You know the softballs into the basket and they have to not bounce back? I'm good at that one.
Right.
Really good at the spinny metal one where you have to fucking...
What do you do? Mm-hmm. What's the secret?
Oh, dude, you got to lob it right into the front of the lip and just let it fucking...
Yeah.
Just settle in.
So you go... You do know? You do the floater rookie of the year style? Like backwards Trickle with in. Some spin on it or what?
I don't think I fuck with the spin on it. I think that's overthinking it. I just throw it in soft right on the lip so that it rolls, hopefully at the angle of the actual basket itself, so that it hits the corner and doesn't bounce back.
Okay.
Right.
Damn, I just went back to the fucking carnival in my head. Holy shit.
Just so I can visualize it. That's the bucket that's hanging like sort of sideways.
Yeah, like at an angle.
You're supposed to, at an angle, and you have to throw the softball in it or whatever, right?
Yeah, and then it can bounce out if you put too much force in there.
Yeah, I will say, like, as a kid, that's the least appealing looking game to play. It's like, it's just a fucking basket with a ball. Like, I'm trying to know.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Basketball?
Yeah, the basketball.
Well, that is my favorite at the arcade, is actually just shooting the basket into the hoop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because I feel like you actually get decent prizes if you make it. And if you make it, it's like pretty tight because you're like, oh, dang, is this guy a sharpshooter? And then probably there's an NBA scout in the audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the NBA scouts probably sees me and is like, oh, damn, we got to make this guy power forward or something.
We see where it's going. We got it.
Yeah. I respect that.
Thank you.
I was at a birthday party when I was like 9 or 10, and it was at Six Flags, and I was like not riding roller coasters at the time.
Goodbye.
I was just like, nah, that's like, I'm not doing that shit. I'm going to die.
Scared.
But then, and I felt like a total fucking mark.
Scared.
But I was. And then
here we go.
We walked past like the basketball shooting thing and like nobody was making baskets. And then I was like, oh, let me try. And I made it and you win a basketball. Mm-hmm. And then I like, gave it to the birthday boy. I'm like, here you go. I've been like a fucking mark the whole time. But then they're like, here, do another one. And I made like 6 baskets in a row. I felt like Rudy getting like hoisted up on the shoulders because I was like the loser.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
You couldn't miss. You were in the zone.
But I was, it's more than that. It's more that I was like the loser of the birthday party. Yeah. And then I had like the one dumb thing that people were like, hey, he's not like a full loser.
Wow.
And I shine.
And then that scout comes out from the crowd and was like, wait, you. And then that's the movie right there. All of a sudden you got the magic touch. And suddenly you play for the New York Knicks.
Right.
It's called kid basketball.
You hope so.
I was in line for Like Mike, and then Bow Wow took it from me. I don't know if that's a...
Yeah.
I've never told that story, but it's true.
I would say, like, that moment that you remember, none of those people remember at all. Like,
at all.
No, they're not like, remember when Durs made 6 in a row?
Yo, but whatever. I had that UNLV basketball for like fucking 10 years. It was when UNLV was fucking hot.
Oh, you won the basketball?
Oh, for real? Did you chose that? You chose UNLV?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I remember when I was at Fisherman's Wharf in 5th grade, I won a basketball thing and I
Shout
got-
Shout out Fisherman's Wharf, dude.
Yeah, I got a fucking Looney Tunes little basketball and I could palm it when I was 11 years old. And I fucking loved that thing because I could palm the basketball.
Right? Just get your dick out. Let's see that thing, man. Let's see how that works.
Damn.
Palming basketballs at 11? Get that thing out.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Hey, I was thinking the other day because I was out near the Bay Area, like with college swag. Who do you think is the sickest college to like rep style wise? Because UNLV is a good one.
Yeah,
I would say the college that either you went to or you have any sort of affiliation with.
Yeah. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Are you talking just on your Ed Hardy fashion?
Nah,
thing?
I'm not trying to do that.
No. Like, if you're a middle schooler and you haven't gone to college yet, who are you repping?
Yeah, I'm saying you're not in college yet. You're aspiring to get into a college. You're not going to get into it, but you're like, I love their hat and sweatshirt.
When I was a kid, I needed fucking Georgetown shit. Like, I wanted a fucking Georgetown parka so bad. For sure. Bad,
there we
dude.
Go.
In like third, fourth grade, 93, like, I wanted that shit.
There we go.
Like Hoyas? Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I remember repping a lot of Michigan and a lot of Arizona State. I was like, Arizona State seems like a good time. And Michigan just seemed like the fucking school.
Wolverines, dude. They were sick. Yeah. My whole thing is like, now I'm starting to get into, can I wear Cal Bears stuff? Am I allowed to rep Cal even though I've...
What do you mean? But you're from the Bay Area. You can rep Cal.
Yeah, you're from up there.
You can wear anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well...
Berkeley's sick too, bro. Berkeley's off the charts.
I wore a lot of Gamecocks hat because you could just... You could just have it say Cox.
Gamecocks?
And then be like, sure. What? It's just a hat.
Because it just says Cox on it.
Well, it's just a hat.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a college teacher.
Wait, who is the Gamecocks?
South Carolina, right?
Or the yeah. Or there's like an Oregon Beavers too, and I would rock a Beavers hat that. As well, and be like, "What Beavers? I love Beavers."
You're such a pervert, bro.
Yeah.
By the way, Beavers is like not. It's like
70s slang. It's like a thing that your like dad says to his uncles. Beavers.
Right. It's like the 17th thought of what Beavers could ever mean.
Yeah, but like, also yeah, if you're the little junior high kid walking in, the only bro who's like getting it is your teacher.
Wait.
No. In junior high, everyone knows Beavers. That's all you think about is like other ways to say pussy when you're in 7th and 8th
grade.
There's
no way. Even now, if somebody says Beaver, I'm like,
you're like, oh my Sorry. God.
Yeah, but Kyle, wait, hang on. Kyle, let me just extrapolate here. Thank you. If you're in a grocery store and like you're just doing your thing and you walk past somebody in a fucking whatever Oregon something Beavers shirt,
yeah.
Do you go, is he thinking pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, I always think
do you?
A Beaver, yes. You think either it's an animal or it's a pussy.
100%.
They're not 17 things down. It's like the second thing that you think about.
Second thing, for sure.
No, but you think of the animal, you think of the mascot, you think of whatever. Like, you, it's.
But Durs, you're saying in middle school, because we were talking about what you would rock in middle school of something that you're, college that you're excited about and you can wear anything. And
or just looks dope, or you imagine it's cool.
Sure, but Beavers in middle school to wear a Beaver's hat.
Even now, I'm saying even
that
now.
For sure, especially in middle school. Maybe not as an adult. It might be you might not be as immature, but in 7th, 8th grade, Beavers,
nice
Beavers. Beavers. The first thought in your head is like, "Oh my god, dude!" You're thinking. You're hey. Not saying it, but you're thinking. Let's go.
That's two.
I'm gonna say that
I'm a man.
I don't think I knew the reference of Beaver as pussy in middle school.
Oh Ooh. Man,
you were sheltered.
I think it was like high school, yeah. College.
You were sheltered.
You were sheltered, partner.
You were sheltered, dude. I don't know.
Maybe I was. It was coochie, and that was it.
Yeah, of course. Oh God, of coochie. Sure, of course.
Beaver?
It was hatchet wound.
No, that's gross.
No, but Beaver is just some like country white shit, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, admittedly, I'm country. I'm, you know, I'm.
Yeah, I didn't know about Beaver. Beaver was out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm country.
Beaver was like from Naked Gun. He says, yeah. Nice Beaver, yeah. And then like hands it. Whenever
I probably didn't get
I
it.
Didn't get that joke. I didn't get that Thank joke you. At first. Thank I you. Needed it explained. I didn't even know in Ace Ventura when the guy was like, oh yeah, blow me. Like I told my teacher that and she was like, never say that again.
I was like, you told the teacher to blow you?
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant. I was just like, oh yeah, blow me.
But what was the scenario? Could we go back there for a moment?
What grade are you in? Is that like third grade or something?
Because did you like drop an eraser and she was like, will you pick that up? And you told her to blow you over like nothing?
What grade is that?
You're like, Blake, okay, please turn to page 52 and read this chapter. Blow me!
Oh yeah, blow me.
Wait, was it like a legit heated thing or just like off the cuff, blah, whatever.
Give the deets. We want the deets.
I think it was just a response because in the movie, it's like, remember, like, it's, I think it's at the end in Ace. Ace. I'm on a friend. Like, remember, it's the mascot, the Eagles mascot? And the Eagles mascot says, like, yes. Oh, yeah, blow me. And he fucking pushes him.
Right.
I just thought it was a, I just thought it was a response to, like, man, I'm trying to get into my adolescent head. I thought it was just like, No thanks.
You were probably just, I mean, I feel like at that age, you were just reciting movie lyrics all the time. It was before memes. It was before GIFs. you were just saying right. things from movies constantly, and your friends are losing their minds.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you say you drop a yeah, baby.
Alrighty.
Then. Yeah, alrighty then was the vocab.
Yeah, dude.
I remember just being like kind of dumb, and in science class, I was supposed to read. I was reading aloud in front of the class, and I got sent to the principal's office because I was reading this chapter, mm-hmm. and it says organisms. But I just read it as orgasms, and I truly thought it says orgasms.
Right.
So I said orgasms like five times, and he's like, and the whole class is just erupting, and it's not clicking for me until like I've already said it four or five times. And then he's like, okay, go to the principal's office. And I'm like, I truly don't understand what happened.
Did you know what an orgasm was at this point? Or do you think you're reading about orgasms?
Do you know now? What an orgasm.
I think so. yeah, I think I knew. Yeah, it was all very new to me. I think it was probably in like sixth grade. So I don't even know if I had had one yet. I don't think I've had one at this point.
Right.
In sixth grade?
Yeah, no.
Y'all were sheltered.
I got sent to the principal, or she might have called my parents for this almost the same thing, where like, they're talking about, we're reading like Romeo and Juliet, and like he's like courting her, and I'm like, I don't know the word courting, but now I do.
Nice, dude.
And she's like, so what's he doing? What's Romeo doing? And I'm like raising my hand. I'm like, it's like foreplay. And she's like, excuse me? But I meant in the way it's like before they get together. And I got fucking like dragged out of class, taken to a phone, called my mom at work and shit. Left a voicemail.
Isn't that wild that that's how they dealt? Like, he said foreplay. Get out of here.
You're suspended.
That's fucking wild.
Right.
Yeah, you're out of here. You said orgasm. Fuck off, little kid.
So you know what? They called my parents home, and then I went home fast as fuck after school and, like, deleted the voicemail message that they left on the answer machine.
Ooh.
And that was the end of it.
Smart.
Elite-level move.
Sorry, mama. Yeah. Good shit, dude.
No, I feel like a lot of times you just don't know as a kid because you seem mature in other ways. Like if you're in seventh or eighth grade, you like seem more mature in other ways, but you're just not caught up to the adult vocabulary quite yet.
Right.
I remember my mom thinking, she's saying like, she said hard on, and then she's like, sorry. And I'm like, what's that mean? And she's like, you know what that means. I thought she said heart on.
Right.
And she, it was like in a song or something. She's like, oh, I don't like that. I'm like, what? She's like, well, you know. And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, hard on. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And it was like a full like 30 minute, like who's on first type of conversation where I think I keep thinking she's saying heart on. And she's like, hard on. And I made poor Penny say hard on like 45 times.
Right.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
And she's like, you know, when you have a hard on and you're like, I have a heart on? Should I get rid of it? Well,
am I going to be okay?
Not right here and now, but you're going to get rid of it somehow. Oh, how do I do that? I'm not here to coach you on your hard on.
Talk to your dad. Talk to your
who
father.
Who do I talk to? Talk to your dad. Yeah. Right?
I'm not walking into this trap.
It must be so weird. Like, I don't have kids. You guys have kids. But it'll be so weird when, like, our kids are at the age that you just know they're jerking off all the time. Like constantly. And like every time there's a like my dad from like fifth grade on, no matter what, if I'm shitting, he says 100% of the time, he's like, quit touching it. You're going to go blind. He would have that joke ready to go every time. And I didn't understand it for like 2 years. I'm like, touching what? I had to touch my ass in order to wipe it. What does he mean by this?
Right.
Your dad is almost advancing you towards masturbation.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's how he's teaching you about it, is by this, like, you know what I'm talking
about.
You
were in the shower like, that long and you weren't jerking off? Stop wasting fucking water, dude.
What are you, crazy? What do you think we buy conditioner for? You're not using that on your hair, are you?
My dad kept telling me the story of the birds and bees over and over and over again.
Really?
Oh, man.
No, that's not true, but that would be sick if he did.
I've already dropped it. They know. Or 7-year-old knows.
My shit with my dad was like fucking, I was like, I wanted to get the birds and the bees. So I was like, me and my buddy were doing the like finger in the thing gesture. And we were like, what does it mean? You know, like
finger in a hole in your hand.
Yeah. And
right.
And I was like, and I said to I was like, dad, what does this mean? What is this? And he's like, you know, and then walk out. And that was like, that was it.
Yeah.
Right. Until I started going to strip clubs. And then he was like, be careful out there.
Toasty.
And you do that at the stripper.
Wait, you didn't know what fingering meant until you started to go to strip clubs?
Finger in the hole?
No, wait. I'm saying that was...
Where did that come up at a strip club?
Well, love.
No. This was like when I was like 9 or 10 years old. I did the finger in the hole thing. And I was like begging for a little bit of something. And my dad was like, you know what it means. And then walked
we
out.
We get the A side. We're on to the B side about how you learned what it meant at a strip club.
There was like no more conversation about sex until I started to go to strip clubs. And he said... You know, sex is very important, and it's you shouldn't just think.
Oh, so you were fully an adult by the time he had any conversation?
Yeah.
Because you had to be 18 years old to go to a strip club.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there was not a lot of conversation about the birds and the bees.
The ripping and the tearing.
With my parents. It was not there.
Did he have the talk with you? And he goes, all right, you see how my finger's going into my other fingers here? Imagine this finger's a penis and these other fingers are a vagina.
That wasn't it.
I like to think that that was your father's response because he wasn't sure what that was the international sign was.
Yeah, he's like, get out of here, you know.
Because what if he was like, that's butt fucking. And then you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's
Hold on, explain a little bit more, father.
Anal intercourse.
Father.
My dad, I might have told this story, which I do on the podcast. My dad, I remember my mom wanted him to tell me about the birds and the bees. And she's like on the top of the stairs and we had a tiny house. So I'm in the basement. I could totally hear him. And she's like, just go, just have the conversation. Just go talk to him. And I'm like 15 at this point or something. And my dad comes down.
You're downstairs fucking.
I'm downstairs totally laying it down, the ripping and the tearing. And I'm downstairs by myself. Hey. And my dad comes down and he goes, hey, so you know about sex, right? And I go, yeah, I think so. And he goes, all right, let's just sit here for 10 minutes and we'll pretend that I had this conversation with you. And I'm like, okay.
Here's a Kathy Ireland Sports Illustrated issue.
Do I make you horny, baby?
What's up with that? I'm going to fucking... Durs, you said you already laid it down for the kids?
Laid it down. Because he's too smart, dude. He had questions. He had questions, and I was like... And I went to Emma, and I was like, do we do this? And she's like, I don't know. And then it was just like...
Because he's a young buck still. He's like 7, 8?
He's 7, but dude, where did I come from? You know, he just knows. And he's like, what's a penis? What's a vagina? Why is it different?
Hell yeah.
And you just kind of like, you lay it out there and you go, hey, so this is how it works. And he gets it so much that like we met our gay neighbors the other day at the new house. And he was like, so a guy can marry a guy? I'm like, for sure. Happens all the time. And he's like, okay, but where does his penis go if they're going to make a baby?
Right.
And you were like.
And I was like, yeah, so they don't exactly make a baby. But, you know, you just kind of, you go like, they adopt or they have like a woman who can carry it. And like, maybe it has, he knows all about like sperm. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's fucking cool, dude.
Yes.
But you keep it way like, you keep it way just, this is the way things work.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Good on you guys for fucking normalizing that shit. And then like watch how our society advances in the next couple decades, man. Mm-hmm. Let's fucking build on this.
Yeah. It was weird that we were both naked outside doing jumping jacks when I told him everything. But like,
well, yeah.
Other than that, like, I feel like I did a good job.
Oh, that's exactly what needs to happen. Just normalizing that shit.
It was weird that I was like, Emma, we got to do this. Come in here, boys. You got to see something.
Yeah, it was weird. I locked her out of the house.
Now, here's your beaver shirt. All right.
Here's your beaver hat.
Now, if someone tells you the 17th thing for beaver, listen, it's number one, baby. Then it's the animal.
With all that said, here's your beaver hat, brother.
Here's your beaver hat. Here's your Gamecocks hat.
And here's a Gamecocks bet. It's funny because cocks means something else.
And here's your Big Johnson t-shirt.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my God. What a grail to find a Big Johnson shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of, like, misconceptions, by the way, like, in health class in middle school, I remember when they were like, so there's masturbation. And you're like, for sure. I got it. I know that.
Yeah, I got that.
And then they were talking about menstruation for girls. And I was like, okay, for sure.
Right.
Boys masturbate, girls menstruate. So I thought that when girls masturbated, it was called menstruating.
Sure.
So then they were like, you menstruate once a month. And I'm like, shit. I'm masturbating way more than girls. They're not horny. I guess they're just not horny.
They must not need it.
Keep up.
I love that.
So you thought tampons were for masturbating?
No, I mean, you would just, those are like a healthy snack for like a, if you're going for like a hike or something, you grab some tampons, you just chew on those.
You just kind of plug it in. And
it's like a rice cake.
Right. It's like sunflower seeds. It's the same thing.
Do you remember how weird the like sex classes were? I remember like Mr. Seeger was our teacher during that time, and where all the boys in fifth grade, what an insane time to like be teaching this shit also. But I guess you got to start early because
try 7 years
because
old.
Some kids just start fucking in like sixth grade. You know, some kids are just absolutely out of control.
Yes.
So you got to start early, which I get. But he like had a shoebox and he was like, hey, this is a safe place. If you want to write down what a question for me, I'll answer any and all questions. So everybody just writes down their questions and puts it in a box. And he goes, okay, first question. Okay. Have I had sex before? Well, I've had two kids, so at least twice. And then every question, there was 25 kids, absolutely every kid asked if he's had sex before. And it was just like, yes, I have had sex. I have had sex before, yes. Okay, like I said, okay, and we're done with the box. And we're absolutely done with the box.
Are you having a lot?
Just going for it, dude.
He does it every year, and he knows he's going to get the same shit, so he clearly just likes talking about how he fucks in front of these kids.
Yeah.
So what the fuck's up with that dude?
Yeah. Mr. Seeger's a pervin, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He's actually, I have it all logged. I can tell you right now how many times I've had sex. Just come after school, and I'll show you.
It's 12,330. He has a real tally, and we're like, whoa, Jesus.
Oh my God.
That's weird that you actually know how many.
Yo, sex ed was hilarious. You would have kids ask like, hey, like, how come I gotta sit down with a boner backwards on a toilet to go pee or stand hella far back to like make it in the bowl? And you're like, why are you asking your teacher this? But like, kids didn't know. They just had, oh my God. And like, they had to be like scientific about it.
They just had questions and they can't talk to their parents about it because their parents will go like, you know what it is.
Yeah, because their parents are, they do not, they're like, it's not my job. Ask your teacher. Dude. That's so fucked up, but that's so real.
If I bust semen in a butthole, but some of it goes outside of her,
dude.
Like the most graphic shit you've ever heard in your life. But they like need to know so they don't get anybody pregnant. You're
well,
like,
I feel like your sex ed was a little more advanced. If anyone was saying bust semen into a butthole, mine was just like, have you ever had sex before? Do we get orange slices to eat?
Oh, dude, it was next level. So it was so good. It was like the foundation of my comedy.
Yeah, I'll say, man. That. Man, they get weird ass.
Nobody said like ejaculate. Everyone just said like, so if I bust, like, on a vagina, can she get pregnant? And you're like,
69, dudes!
I guess I want to know the answer to this. I'm not having sex for 6 more years, but okay.
But yeah, where are you guys at in your lives? Damn.
Oh my God.
Damn, son.
12-year-olds getting wild needing answers.
Oh gosh.
I feel like the answer that came in like 6 and 7, or the question was like, if my boyfriend smokes a lot of marijuana, does that mean we can't get pregnant? Because dudes were out there just like smoking weed saying that it was like a conception,
really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
That was a line.
Yeah, that was a big one.
It's all good.
I remember the first time I ever heard anyone like mention weed in front of me. It was like some older kids and like, hey, you guys want to smoke a bowl? And we're like, no. And we like got out of there, you know? And I remember thinking like when I was eating my cereal the next morning out of my cereal bowl, yeah. Thinking like, so if I light this, if I could figure out how to light this. I'll get high.
Totally, dude.
You start sniffing your bowl.
Like, how did they do it exactly?
I'm right there with you. I did not understand that at all. Like, smoke a bowl. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
I remember another time some kids were like, hey, you want some weed? It's got so many good sticks and stems in it, or sticks and seeds in it.
Yeah.
And I came home and told my dad, I'm like, Dad, I was just offered drugs. Just totally ratting these kids out. And, you know, I'm in like fourth grade and I'm like, I just want to let you know, didn't do it. But evidently it's good stuff. It has sticks and seeds in it. And my dad's like, I don't think those kids smoke weed. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, that wouldn't be very good weed.
Good.
I'm like, what do you mean? How do you know? And he's like, you know.
What I'm saying is your friend smoked boof, okay?
Yeah, that's some bammer.
Yeah. In like fifth grade, I had a homie who would take a needle. He would cut the head off of a thick
of a cat,
stick, and then he would take a needle.
He's a serial killer, anyways.
He cut the head of a cat.
Yeah, it stirs.
It was Jeffrey Dahmer.
And he would take a needle and hollow out like a wooden matchstick, right? Mm-hmm. And then he would smoke those and call them woodies. And we would just go out to this like
soccer field
near his house and smoke woodies when we were like 10. He'd be like, I just got to come out here and think sometimes. And I'm like, for sure, dog. Yeah, like.
Damn. What? That dude was weird as fuck.
And I'm trying to, like, have feels, as the kids say. And I'm just out there like, I'm kind of cold. This is kind of smoky tasting. And I'm going to go home now.
Sorry, I'm not visualizing exactly what these woodies are. A matchstick, and you're just lighting the tip and then smoking the smoke from – you're smoking the sulfur – smoke.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Basic sulfur, sure. No. So there's no match head. He cuts the thing that lights off.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it's just like a square, like a thick, but like a, so a small match book. Or pardon me, from a match box. And he would hollow out with a pin through the entire wood. And he called them woodies.
That's for, in the Bay, we call it a pinner. It's a pinner. It's like a very, very, very small joint.
You're just smoking wood.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a pinner, Blake, because a pinner has weed in it.
Well, that had weed. Oh, he was just smoking the wood?
Keep up.
Yes.
This is just a cigarette. pardon me. This is just a match stick with a hole through it.
Oh, this dude was dumb as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, this is bizarre. This is really fucking bizarre behavior.
Yeah, just go get cigarette butts. You'll look way cooler.
That's what I used to do. Just go pick cigarette butts out of the ashtrays.
For the record, he was cool.
He was cool?
Yes. He was the fucking man.
All right. All right, bro.
All right. Damn. Chill, bro.
That's all.
All right. Sure.
I heard someone said like smoking grass and that's weed.
Your dad.
I remember putting. Yeah. Yeah, probably. Putting grass in like a piece of paper, rolling that up, and then trying to smoke it and just. Immediately vomited. Just like immediately it was like
yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that's what happened. Like first time I smoked a cigarette, I inhaled it and like fucking went to another planet. It hurt so bad and made me fucking feel like shit.
And you're like, did it make you feel like shit, or why were you addicted for 20 years?
Because it looked cool.
Bro, sometimes the things that hurt us addict
dude,
us.
Dude, it kind of goes away because you chase this shit. You chase it, man. You're fucking like, I dug it.
Mm. I've never smoked a cigarette, but I've heard that.
Oh, come on.
I haven't.
Go buy a pack right now. Come on.
I mean, it looks cool.
Can I ask you a question? Why have you never smoked a cigarette?
It was because when I was a kid, I was hit by the cement truck, and that was like right at the time that kids were starting to smoke cigarettes, like the summer going into sixth grade.
Yeah, that's it.
So then it was like a year and a half time where I was kind of out of commission and not really hanging out because my mom was always with me because I'm in a fucking wheelchair.
Right, right.
And then when I got by like seventh, eighth grade, when I was like up walking again, my grandmother died of lung cancer like during that time.
Oh.
So it like sort of doubled down on like cigarettes suck. And then I just never did.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you were scared.
I was a scared bitch. Scared. Yeah, I'm a scared bitch. Yeah.
You were a bitch about it.
That's all right.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Oh, your grandma died? You're a bitch about
it? Yeah, I was such a bitch about it. I just was too busy rocking my Big Johnson t-shirt and my Beavers hat. Just throwing it out there.
Funny guy.
Hey, I might not smoke cigarettes, but I do want to have sex.
You were like, I was all in on the pervert thing?
Yeah.
can I smoke your butt?
Such a little perv, dude. I remember my two friends were hooking up in their basement. It was like we were in like seventh grade, and I'm like the friend that's just always just tagged along. And
who's this, Zach and Kyle or who?
No, it was a guy and a girl. And
yeah, I was just
I remember like I could tell that she had her top off, and I'm like, oh, I kind of want to see that. Like a total fucking perv.
Right.
And then it was like a basement that was unfinished. So like there was from the top of the wall to where the ceiling was, there was like a hole. And I'm like, maybe I just stick my head through there and take a quick peep. And I stuck my head through there. Well, I was a child, and I stuck my head through there. I was standing on top of a toolbox. The toolbox falls over. Tools are everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Now my head is through this hole. It's stuck between the ceiling and the and this. And I'm going like, and they're like, and they like know me. Like, these are my best friends. And she just sees me, covers her breasts, and is just like, Adam, what the fuck? And then they're like, my other buddy's like, Jesus, Adam.
Oh, that's my pervert friend, Beaver Adam.
Oh, the big Johnson shirt wearing dude with the cocks.
And then her dad comes running down the stairs because he hears me choking to death. He's like helping me. He's like, what were you doing up here? And I had to be like, I don't thought I threw a tennis ball up here. Please help me get my head and neck out of this.
Bro, this is like in fucking Jumanji when her face gets all fucking stuck in the wood boards.
Dude, it was exactly like Jumanji. Thank you for saying that, Blake. It was exactly like Jumanji.
Very good comparison.
I want to say we put that in a draft of Game Over Man at some point where it was like we're meeting the people and your character was like trying to see somebody give like a massage or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I think, yeah, it probably spawned from that story.
You like fell through the wall and started choking and they were like, oh my God. And you're like, I'm cleaning.
I'm so excited.
Just cleaning in here. And your name was Alex with three X's.
Yeah, I was just so jealous of my buddy. I'm like, dang, how nice would that be? How nice would that be, having a girl be naked around you?
Woo. Yeah. Huh.
If I could just figure out how to make that happen, I guess this isn't the way.
That's the lifelong struggle right there. How do you do that? How do you make that happen?
This is the way.
This is the way.
How do you do that? That's a trick.
Huh. So that's where this scar comes from. What if I had like a gnarly neck scar?
So that's where this, so that's why I talk like this.
So I know I told you guys I was hit by a cement truck, but a neighbor of mine is sunbathing, right? We're barbecuing. I stand on top of a fire pit, and the rest is my legs.
My legs.
Ironically, I didn't get to smoke cigarettes because of it, and that's when all the girls were hitting on the guys.
Boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So you just... But, Blake, you've smoked a cigarette, right?
Oh, yeah. There's moments throughout my life. I feel like every 10 years I try to smoke cigarettes again, but it never works out.
Like, you give it a shot, you buy a pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember driving into Workaholics, and, like, you don't smoke cigarettes, but I remember, like, seeing you... You would, like, try to, like, smoke. I remember while we were shooting Workaholics, you went through a period where you'd, like, just smoke a... Just one cig on the way home, and we're all like, "What the fuck?"
Right?
Yeah, just gotta chill out.
Hey, man, whatever it takes.
Bro, I remember that too. That shit would always be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, I cannot stop this shit, and you're like trying to smoke.
I think part of me was like that. If I ever had to smoke as a character, I don't want to look like a total kook about it.
Yeah,
but
right,
also,
yeah.
Like, nothing hits me harder and quicker than smoking a cigarette. As soon as I start smoking a cigarette, I get fucked up.
No, but it's real.
Have you chewed tobacco?
I have not.
Yo, because I remember being like a camp counselor and you're just chewing tobacco all the time and coming home fiending for that shit when I got back to like just regular life. I was like, do I go buy this stuff like every day? Because it cuts into your mouth.
Yeah.
And then like it's absorbed in your bloodstream and you're hooked. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a disgusting habit.
Yeah, that's just the nicotine for whatever reason grabs you, man. And the tobacco, you're just like, I love this.
For whatever reason. Science.
Yeah, because they put that shit in it.
I never did chewing tobacco only because I accidentally drank it so many times from my friends who like...
Right.
Yeah, where they're like spitting into like a beer can and you think it's yours and you go and you take a chug and you're like...
Like you drank their spit cup?
Right.
Oh my God, that is so foul.
Oh yeah, they were the coolest. You're like, oh God.
But do you guys at home is like that would dip in school, right? Dude, everyone who would just dip in school, I'm like, are you out of your mind? You're gonna go to jail.
You're busted, buddy.
Well, that was, I mean, yes, that was the coolest. I was like, oh, dang. I wish I chewed just so I could chew in school. That sounds awesome.
And what's with these teachers? Hey, there's four kids in this room spitting into Mountain Dew, like, 16-ounce bottles. What are you doing?
Well, they would let people smoke, like, in a certain area of the school. They wouldn't check.
Really?
Oh, really? We had to cross the street. You had to get off the property.
Allegedly.
You could go out to the back street and just congregate
on
with
school
people
property?
It was just off. Like the sidewalk was
just outside. It was called
Yeah, it was the, off the property.
Our school called it the ashtray. And that's where everybody went to go smoke cigarettes.
That's right. You could go hang out at the ashtray.
We had the log.
There we go.
The log is where you went to go smoke. Congregate, you said.
I hit up the ashtray every morning, dude. I'd buy cigarettes off people for like $1.
Man.
For a ciggy, dude.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You're like, man, I would buy cigarettes for a
dollar. It was the worst. I'm just saying.
You should be selling them.
No, I was smoking them, dude.
That's true. True.
If I had them, I was smoking them.
I know, but like buy a pack and sell them.
I wanted to smoke them, Anders.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Are kids doing, I guess they're just vaping now, right? They're no longer smoking cigarettes, and they've fully vaped.
Oh yeah, the vape.
They vape.
No, they got the Juuls. They have candy flavored nicotine now. It's like candy flavored fucking nicotine.
That sounds good. Maybe I get into that instead.
Yo, go for it.
At least it's cool because you can blow like crazy cool smoke shit, and you could not do that with cigarettes.
Okay, I will give it up. Everybody, all the listeners out there, go on YouTube, watch some of these vape like little smoke tricks. So sick. Those are my heroes.
Those are your heroes, Blake.
It's pretty tight.
Yes, when they shoot
it's,
the O's.
No, it's dope.
Yeah, the dragon breath. Come on, let's go.
Oh, number three.
Yeah, there you go.
They'll be like, and it's like little O's shooting out of their mouth. Yo,
I like the O's, but have you seen the ones where they're just like, they just exhale and like it fills an entire like convention center and you're like, Jesus Christ, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That when should not car, have gone in you. Like that, it's, it looks like a car that has backfired and is just releasing smoke.
If you see a car driving by that's just like fully leaking smoke out of the windows, everyone in there is a fucking loser. Period.
Stop, man. They're fucking... Check how many YouTube subscribers that car has, okay?
Oh, is that the currency of cool these days?
Yeah, to me. To me, it is.
Okay.
Hey, shit, fair
enough. All right.
True. Hey, guys, are there any apologies, take-backs, or perhaps even epic slams?
I would like to compliment Blake on his use of Let's Go throughout the episode.
It came pretty natural for him. I'll
it
say
just
that.
Felt so like so on brand for our, like, ironic, unironic brand of comedy where we make right. fun of ourselves by making fun of others.
Right. And then when people call us on shit, we say we were doing that ironically.
Right.
In a bit, Let's Go.
Uh-huh. Satire's dead. You don't understand it. Okay. But Blake, really good.
You don't understand it, but just know that our comedy, Let's Go.
I'm lost in the character.
Yeah, really good, Blake. Holding it down, Blake. Really well done, partner.
Really, really
that was
stuff.
Awesome.
It's a disgusting habit.
Oh, man.
Really good stuff.
Hey, I want to give a compliment to everyone out there who's subscribed to the podcast. Mm. We're trying to make good. This shit blow the fuck
yeah.
up, okay?
Smart. Let's go.
We don't want just everyone who watched Workaholics. We want people who are looking for a good time, who got some time to kill.
We want people that watch Woke.
Yes.
We want people mm-hmm. that watch What We Do in the Shadows. We want Righteous
yes,
Gemstones
we
people.
We want them all.
People that watch the Mindy Project.
Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
We want whoever's reading the screenplays. I'm not selling. Guys, are That's you out right. there?
Friendship.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'd like to apologize to my mother, Penny, who definitely listens to every podcast because she's just a goddamn mm-hmm. sweetheart. I hate that you now are going to think that I was a total pervert when I was in seventh grade. And
yeah.
It's true. I was. I'm not, you know, I'm not denying it. I was.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean she's going to think?
Yeah, she knows. Yeah. She knows.
I'll apologize to Adam. I'm sorry I was talking shit on your second Super Bowl experience. I'm sure it was off the chain, even though the game was kind of a weird one. But I think it was dope, right?
It was weird. It was weird. The whole experience was great, and I felt safe while in the stadium. But then as soon as we went outside, I'm like, not only am I going to catch COVID for sure, we're also going to get shot. Like, it was the craziest.
What do you mean shot? Because were there protesters? What
no,
do you mean?
No, there was
no,
just
the
like,
streets got wild,
it was
right?
just absolutely insane. Someone did get murdered.
Because it was a hometown win. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it Tampa Bay goes off.
It was
off.
Like they were the city was just going to burn to the ground. Like, it was too much excitement. I was like, "Get me the fuck out of here." But yeah, it was right. it was very fun.
Do you mind if real quick we zero in on Blake's comment Tampa Bay goes off and what you're basing that on?
There's like a, they have a skate competition that goes on in Tampa, Tampa Pro. It goes very, off. Very maniac.
It goes quite off.
Does it let's go?
It let's goes.
It let's goes in a row.
It let's goes.
It does. It lets the go.
And I also would like to, I know you guys heard this, but I gave an interview. I would like to apologize to Anna, Todd, and Nick, our producers.
Oh,
okay.
I did an interview for Vanity Fair talking about our podcast, trying to hype us up, get us more listeners.
Nice.
And,
great job.
I was too flippant. I made it seem like the podcast is super easy to do and there's no thought and work behind it. But Anna, Todd, and Nick, they do a lot of work for our podcast and there is thought and time put into it. We just don't do shit. And I meant to say that I personally don't put a lot into it besides just chatting with my boys.
That's right. Neither do I.
And I was trying to say that I was just saying like it's great compared to television and movies that you work on it for so long. And then no one, it takes months and months for people to see it. I like the turnaround on podcasts.
You know what? And I got to take back. I'm going to take back Adam's apology for him.
What did I do wrong now?
No, I'm taking it back. Because what you said about this podcast being easy is obviously a compliment to how good our producers are. We show up, we clock in, we do our thing, which is fun and easy. Can't deny it.
Which is nothing. Yeah, we don't do anything. Easy.
I'm not
and they clean up after us, and it's fucking dope, and we're stoked to be here.
Right.
Yes, we are.
iHeartRadio.
God damn, that was a better apology than what I did. Fuck,
yeah,
I'm not good
at
it.
Yeah, what you fumbled through,
No, take that back. Adam, you have a take back.
What am I taking
you
back?
You take back the apology about how yours was a bad apology. It was a good apology, but what I'm saying is that you didn't have to do it.
Kung Nae.
Okay, yeah, I take it back.
You apologize for his apology? Is that what you did?
No, I told him to take it back because I said his comment was a compliment and he doesn't need to apologize for a compliment.
Well, fucking let's go!
Allow me to, you know, since I haven't done mine, I'd love to compliment Anders on his fathering, his fatherhood skills, man. Good for you, advancing these children's minds to embrace the future. And
fingers crossed, hope it works out.
Yeah, it'll man, we'll it's see. I'm excited to see how all these kids grow up and
let's see how many ceilings your children's heads get stuck in through their middle school years.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's count that.
How many is too many? One?
One might be too many. One might be too many.
Go Beavers.
Let's go Beavers.
Yep, Beavers.
All right. Beaver hey guys, boy. Thanks for joining us on
This is important.
Let's go!
Seven.